Remember, our series with Father Adriano Zandana is playing previously aired programs in light of his studying of world global communication.
It is Friday, and of course, Friday, we always look south to Brazil to get our inspiration from Father Adriano Zandana, who comes to us every single Friday. And as I've discussed before, he comes from Cachoeira Paulista, Brazil, which is literally almost exactly halfway between Sao Paulo, the city, and Rio de Janeiro, the city. Know that Sao Paulo and Rio de Janeiro are also states in Brazil, just like New York City and New York State are city and state. So he literally comes from right dead center. And so we will hear from him. Meanwhile, let me remind you that you are listening to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, that comes to you every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon at 9:50 a.m., 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And now we are going south to Cachoeira Paulista, Brazil, and Father Adriano.
Hello, Father Bob. Hello, everyone of you, dear listeners. God bless you all. Father Adriano Zandana back with you all again. And today we are going to begin an analysis of a very important subject for all people of faith, the Ten Commandments. And to help us really understand this subject, we'll be looking at the teachings of one of the greatest Catholic scholars, Saint Thomas Aquinas. He was a philosopher, a Catholic priest, and he was proclaimed a doctor of the Church. He was called Doctor Angelicus, which means the doctor of the angels. He was canonized on July 18th, 1323. His saint's day is January 25th on the liturgical calendar. Well, I frequently talk about St. Thomas Aquinas in my discussions. As a theologian, he was responsible for two masterpieces, the Summa Theologiae and the Summa Contra Gentiles. And he was also responsible for the classical systematization of Latin theology. And as a poet, he wrote some of the most beautiful Eucharistic hymns in the church liturgy. Throughout our analysis, we'll be talking about the writings of St. Thomas. So, first things first, why should we talk about the Ten Commandments? They are pretty straightforward, right? Well, the Ten Commandments are among the most important teachings that we have received directly from God Himself. They have guided our culture for a thousand of years. And sometimes what seems like a very simple order can have many shades of meaning. Of course, we need to understand how we can live the Ten Commandments in our daily lives. So let's begin with a reading of the Ten Commandments from the book of Exodus, chapter 20. First commandment. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall not have other gods beside me. You shall not make for yourself an idol or a likeness of anything in the heavens above or on the earth below or in the waters beneath the earth. Second commandment. You shall not invoke the name of the Lord, your God, in vain. For the Lord will not leave unpunished, anyone who invokes his name in vain. Third one. Remember the Lord's day, the Sabbath day. Keep it holy. 6 days you may labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a day of the Lord your God. You shall not do any work, either you, your son or daughter, your work animal, or the resident alien within your gates. Fourth one, honor your father and your mother, that you may have a long life in the land the Lord your God is giving you. Sixth one, you shall not commit adultery. Seventh, you shall not steal. Eighth, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. And 9 and 10, you shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. And in the catechism of the Catholic Church, we are taught, first commandment, of course, they are summarized here. I am the Lord your God. You shall not have strange gods before me. Second, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Third, remember to keep holy the Lord's day, that is Sunday, because Jesus was raised from the dead by God on Sunday, the third day. Four, honor your father and mother. Five, you shall not kill. Six, you shall not commit adultery. Seven, you shall not steal. Eight, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. Nine, you shall not covet your neighbor's wife. And then, the last one, you shall not covet your neighbor's goods. So, clearly, we are going to start at the beginning. The first commandment says, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall not have other gods beside me. Well, let me tell you that when you read the Bible, you have to remember that it is about you. It's talking to you. You may never have been in slavery in Egypt, but that doesn't mean that you were never enslaved or controlled by a dominating force in your life. Through God, we can be released from bondage. A lot of us have become slaves to things in our lives. Maybe it's money, it's alcohol, or the internet, or the opinions of others. But when we have true faith and open ourselves up to the one true God, we can break these shackles that we have built for ourselves and become a better version of ourselves by living through God. Just as God freed the Jews from slavery in Egypt, He can free all of us if we allow Him to. Then God clearly states that we can have no God other than Him. Well, why would an omnipotent force make this declaration? Well, it is to help us. It is very easy to lose focus that the Lord needs to be the center of our lives. We can become obsessed with other worldly things, or worse, fall prey to three common forms of false worship. First and foremost, only God, the angels, and the saints are holy. Any other spiritual entity cannot be first for good. Second, some people want to follow teachings of astrology, which Moses himself forbade to people to do. The heavenly bodies exist because they are part of God's creation. Their utility is through His power, and they have no power or influence of their own. Finally, some people want to believe in the power of elemental forces. Nature is powerful, of course, but again, it is all part of the creation of God. St. Thomas Aquinas teaches us that we cannot worship the elements of nature. We need to worship only the God, creator of heaven and earth. And we cannot worship the things, the nature that He has made. The idea of ancestor worship may also distract us from God's unique divinity. We can't talk to the spirits of the dead and expect them to aid us. It is God who aids us. St. Thomas explained that there are a few reasons that people begin to worship other mortals, but all arise from weaknesses or sin. Our loved ones who have passed are to be mourned. That is only natural, but we cannot put them on a pedestal. Of course, they are great men and women who are worthy of our respect and love. We may learn from them or admire them. But we must not become obsessed with them. And even worse, there have been people that were so consumed with self-love that they declared themselves to be gods on earth. But as Christians, we know that this is purely fiction. St. Thomas gives us five key reasons to follow the first commandment. But I have to tell you, I'll be able just to talk about it next week because I'm running out of time and I'm gonna pray for you and with you right now. But keep it in mind, reflect on it, and next Friday I'll be right back right here in order to wrap this reflection up, and it will be very interesting for every one of us, and we will learn a lot of amazing things from the Bible, from St. Thomas Aquinas' teachings, and from the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Our Lord, I want to thank you right now because you are good. Teach us, help us, Lord, to worship you alone. There is no other God but you, Lord. We really want to worship only you, Lord. Help us. Set us free from slavery of sin, of addiction, Lord. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Set us free from blindness. Sometimes we've been worshiping early things, but we wanna be free by you. We wanna worship only you, God. Fill us with your Holy Spirit right now. Please help us. May Almighty God bless you all, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. See you next Friday.
Thank you, Father Adriano. And of course, that's Father Adriano Zandana coming to us with all the energy that he has. I wish I could have half the energy that Father Adriano has when he gives these talks. He does such a wonderful job. So anyway, Father Adriano coming to us all the way from Cachoeira Paulista, Brazil, and sharing our faith across these language and cultural lines. In the meantime, we'll be back to see you on Monday. And don't forget our other program, which is on at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning on WEZE. You can hear both programs at CatholicAudioMedia.com, which we're going to hear about in a second. So that's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Have a blessed weekend, each one of you. You know, we have a website for our programs that will connect you to the parish, the blog, various ways to contact us, and if you have been touched by our program, a way to show your support through your donation. We are at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. It's updated regularly with blog posts and podcasts of the program. So stay connected with us and tell us how this show has touched your heart. CatholicAudioMedia.com.